What is regenerative medicine? What is regenerative medicine? Put simply, regenerative medicine is the process of replacing or repairing human genes, cells, tissues or organs in order to restore healthy function. It is the processing of working with the human body to assist it to heal itself. In that sense, it is about working with biology, instead of against or separate from it. On a systematic level, the human body is composed of genes, which are contained within cells in the form of chromosomes. Cells use a variety of methods to communicate with each other, including paracrine and endocrine signaling that employs exosomes, extracellular vesicles, and other types of cell-to-cell communication. Cells aggregate together to form tissues. Of course, organs are formed by multiple tissue types that combine to perform a specific biological task. Therefore, regenerative medicine needs to be considered on the level of genes, cells, tissues, organs. Gene therapy is the use of genetic material to change the expression of a gene product, while cell therapies utilize living cells to create either direct or indirect effects within the human body. Often, technologies capable of restoring tissues and organs leverage cell and gene therapies for the simple reason that tissues and organs are composed of differentiated cell types. Regenerative medicine companies are proliferating worldwide. Given the diverse scope, from micro to macro, at which human disease or injury can be targeted, regenerative medicine companies are proliferating in number. Today, there are an astounding 1,690-plus companies worldwide that are developing various types of regenerative medicine, RM, products and technologies. These RM technologies include gene therapies, cellular therapies, cellular immunotherapies, CAR-T, CAR-NK, etc. Stem cell therapies, therapeutics utilizing differentiated cell types, direct cell reprogramming, exosome therapeutics, tissue engineering, biomaterials, 3D bioprinting, and more. The commercialization of regenerative therapies is also early stage, which makes this market relatively uncontested. It is a classic blue ocean, for those familiar with the concept. As described in the book Blue Ocean Strategy, a blue ocean strategy involves creating and capturing uncontested market space. In contrast, a red ocean is a competitive market space where there is blood in the water. Given regenerative medicine's capacity to reverse human disease and injury, it is on track to become a central part of human health over the course of the next 50 to 100 years. As this transition happens, regenerative therapies will gradually be used in conjunction with, or in place of, many types of traditional treatments and pharmaceutical approaches. Unsurprisingly, investor appetite for regenerative medicine companies has also surged in recent years. Similarly, large pharma has shown burgeoning interest in the acquisition of companies from across the RM sector. Several of largest deals of this types have involved CAR-T cell therapy companies. For example, Celgene snagged Juno Therapeutics for a shocking $9 billion in 2018 and Gilead acquiring Kite Pharma for an astounding $11.9 billion in 2017. Clearly, investor and partner interest in regenerative medicine companies is maturing, along with the regenerative medicine industry itself. What impact do you think regenerative medicine will have on the future of human health? Let us know in comments below.